20 years ago, I was getting £120 for my lambs. Today, I'm getting about 95, 96, 97, 98 euro for them. And, you know, you work that out, and we're not, that's, what would that be? That should be nearly 200 euro for a lamb. But you'll never get that. But I feel we have more to achieve in the lamb on markets in China and all those countries across the world, that we can export a lot of our lamb. And because we have a real good product here in the ground, we have grass-based fed lambs, and that's a big thing here. You know, we could sell our lamb and our beef as a grass-based situation, and that probably will come into play later on, rather than cattle just and sheep out of the feedlots abroad and coming onto the markets.
An awful lot of farmers are trying to, well, not invest any huge sums of money, so it's leading to a certain amount of stagnation in the industry.
A lot of negativity, John, a lot of negativity. But I would be a fairly positive person, because I'll tell you one thing in farming, you never look behind, you forget the past, and you always look ahead. And we and IFA will be fighting this hard for all the farmers here on rural Ireland, because if rural Ireland diminishes, the whole thing's gone. You know, we're actually educating our sons and daughters, and we can't get jobs in our own counties here. They have to be exported to Dublin or somewhere else, and maybe abroad. And it's a sorry sight to see that. And the backbone of rural Ireland is the farming, the sheep and the supply sector. We have to get more supports. We have to work along with the consumer out there. The consumer has to understand why we were getting those supports, for we can't produce all this beef and lamb without getting that, because all the food that the consumer is getting out there, we're getting subsidized to subsidize the food for the consumer.